You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back for a very special edition of Secure Freedom Radio. We have a full hour to talk with the author of an important new book, IWAR, War and Peace in the Information Age. He is a regular here at Secure Freedom Radio, I'm very pleased to say, senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon, Bill Gertz. And Bill, you mentioned, among other things, before we broke, that there was a hearing yesterday in the Senate Armed Services Committee that made the case that there was, in fact, Russian hacking, that there was, in fact, an effort by the Russians to influence our election. You sound as though you have actually been persuaded of that. And as we're speaking, Donald Trump is being briefed by the intelligence community on some of the details that presumably back up those arguments. Tell us about your particular take on the accuracy of these charges.
Sure. It's clear to me, and I think that this will come out in a government report that is expected to be released in the next several days. Yesterday at the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and the Director of the National Security Agency, Mike Rogers, along with Marcel Letra, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, testified. What was significant about the hearing to me was the presence of the NSA director. Two previous statements by the U.S. government laid out the case and have been challenged in a lot of ways by critics who see politics behind it, which I'm sure that there's a modicum of politics involved in this. But let me parse this a little bit. On October 7th, the Department of Homeland Security and the Director of National Intelligence issued a statement about the Russian hacking. It was unprecedented. I outline it in IWAR and discuss it. And what was unprecedented about it was the first time that they had linked a nation state to a influence and cyber attack operation.
In a public statement, at the very least. That's I think, the key thing. Bill Gertz, you were interrupted, I'm sorry to say, as you were making a point about the unprecedented nature of the NSA director's testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Finish that thought, if you would.
Yeah. So the initial October 7th statement came out and said that, okay, the Russians hacked the DNC. They did not identify the Democratic National Committee as the target, and as well as John Podesta, who was the Clinton campaign manager and took his emails and then not only hacked this information, but was able to disseminate it through three outlets, which they described as conduits, basically, for this influence operation. And that included WikiLeaks, a Russian-backed website named DCLeaks.com, and a shadowy hacker identified only as Guccifer 2.0. Now, this, again, raised a lot of questions about why they did it. And, of course, the why question has been out there all along and remains out there. The second thing that happened was that there was a report released in called the Joint Analysis Report, which was supposed to provide more technical details. Again, this report was put out this time by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. Absent in both of those statements was the National Security Agency. Now, why is this important? It's important because the NSA is by far the premier intelligence organization when it comes to cyber intelligence and the ability to attribute the origin of cyber attacks. And they were kind of left out because they're the ones that have the information. Well, at this hearing this week, we were able to hear for the first time that the forthcoming report was basically done by the Central Intelligence Agency, the FBI, and the NSA. So this is going to be a much more definitive look at this Russian operation. At the hearing, the officials had to dance around the very sensitive intelligence that's going to be the basis for the judgments that the Russians were motivated to influence the election. What we're not going to be able to go into detail about, I'm told, is that this we won't understand the true why question. To really understand the why question, you're going to need a spy inside the Kremlin, or you're going to have been the ability to listen into decision-making events. I don't think we have that level of detail of intelligence, but we do have very good technical intelligence from the NSA. How good is NSA? In IWAR, I outline just how good they are. The NSA, we learned from the documents made public by renegade contractor Edward Snowden, is so proficient at electronic and cyber spying that they're able to break into foreign intelligence services and to steal the information that those services are getting from their spies without them knowing about it, at least until the Snowden disclosures betrayed those sources. And this is the basis for my conclusion that NSA will be able to make a very substantial case that the Russians were involved, the Russian intelligence services, and that they were trying to influence action. James Clapper, the DNI, said that there were several motivations, and that will be outlined in the forthcoming report. I think it's clear. I recently gave a speech in Tokyo on U.S.-Japan relations under Trump. And after the speech, I was approached by a Russian embassy official who described himself as a second secretary. It was clear he was an intelligence officer. And his only question to me was, will Trump get rid of economic sanctions on Russia? And to me, I learned from an old counterintelligence official years ago that you can learn many, many things from the questions that your adversaries ask. So to me, that indicates the main motivation for Russia here is they want to get sanctions that have been imposed on them for the invasion of Crimea and other things. They want them lifted because their economy is under severe constraint.
It sounds from what you've said that an open-minded Donald Trump would arrive at somewhat similar conclusions, namely that whether it was through Julian Assange or WikiLeaks or DC Leaks or Guccifer or whomever, that the Russians were deliberately working to affect an outcome. And I think the way you put it sounded right to me, which is to just sort of create uncertainty about our election process and otherwise run influence operations against the American people concerning its outcome. To the extent, Bill Gertz, that you've been following this as closely as you have, do you anticipate that Donald Trump is in fact going to be coming to this with an open mind and will in fact buy those conclusions?
Yes, I do. Initially, Trump has been skeptical of the intelligence. We've learned about this from his use of Twitter, which, by the way, in IWAR, I have a really good chapter on the weaponization of social media. I call it World War C for cyber, munitions of the mind. Trump has a master of the use of Twitter, and I break down how he does it. It's somewhat extraordinary. He's continuing to use that. He initially expressed skepticism about the intelligence, and I think this is based on his conversations with retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, his national security advisor, who is a big proponent of reforming U.S. intelligence. He sees U.S. intelligence as in dire need of reform, and I agree with him.
I agree with him as well. Hey, Bill, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk more about what kinds of reforms you think Mike Flynn has in mind and Donald Trump and, of course, those that you are recommending as well. That and more with Bill Gertz, the author of IWAR, War and Peace in the Information Age. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.